Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so once again, 800-259-9231. And by the way, all the features on the site, we give to you free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. And the site content is created by listeners like you. All the stuff you see there on the main page at freetalklive.com was submitted by somebody like you. Maybe it even was you. You find something online you think's interesting, you submit it to our site as show prep, and then other people can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike whatever it is that you put up there. So head on over to freetalklive.com. You get to vote on things as well. And again, the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So it's a social bookmarking experience with our listeners being the participants. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Some believe that the beginning of the end is tomorrow. We've kind of been talking on and on about it throughout the night tonight. Certainly, if you're just tuning in, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the group of people that has purchased billboards and advertisements in various different places, radio, television, apparently. They've been taking RV caravans around dozens of cities, and they're trying to spread the word that they believe that the beginning of the end is tomorrow, that people will float away if they believe in Jesus or something like that.
You shoot like rockets.
So 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. Let's talk to Michael, listening to WTAR in Virginia. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi. I called in to take Michelle up on her offer. She said she wouldn't make fun of me if I called and said that I'm ready for the rapture and believing that it will come.
Oh, so you are
tomorrow?
Pardon me?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so you think the rapture is going to come tomorrow. Are you a member of this man's congregation?
No, I have no connection with him at all.
So why do you happen to think it's tomorrow?
Well, because it is, and
because it is.
It was last week, and I participated in it, and the week before,
huh?
And the week before that.
So the rapture keeps coming every week.
In fact, I was raptured today. I was raptured yesterday.
What does that mean?
Are you talking about an orgasm?
No. I'm talking about the biblical rapture.
Okay.
Please explain, because I don't understand.
Well, I'm a biblical scholar. I've been at it for more than three decades. And the rapture does not occur in the Bible. It is a Latin word. Does not occur in the Greek New Testament. The Greek phrase that they used to turn to rapture only occurs once in the Bible. It occurs in
Ezekiel, right?
No, it occurs in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, and it tells us very specifically where a person goes when they are raptured. They go into the clouds. And by the way, I've done that many times, flying in transcontinental flights. And also,
so you don't actually believe any of this stuff then? You're just, this is kind of,
you're
a joke.
Mocking.
Yeah, you're kind of making fun of the Christians.
I am not mocking. I believe this. I believe firmly that what the prophecies do, especially the ones of Jesus, is they condense the progress of human technology into phrases that would later be interpreted as those various ages occurred. When the Wright brothers made their first flight, they did not actually achieve rapture, but they were on the way.
What does it take to achieve rapture by your definition? Because I thought the rapture meant that, like, you get sucked out of your life and you don't come back. You're saying you keep coming back from it?
No, you must get to the level of the clouds. That's how rapture is defined in that one verse, the 1 Thessalonians 4:17.
Well, actually, now, what it says is, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, them being those that have already died before us, to meet the Lord in the air. So have you been meeting Jesus in the air?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so have you, and I'm doing it right now through satellite technology. I am talking to a Christian through satellite technology. And every time I turn on my television where there are Christians communicating with each other about the Lord Jesus Christ, where he promises to be in their midst wherever they are gathered together, we are fulfilling the rapture whenever we do that.
So I guess this doesn't make sense to me as far as, like, what I've had. Look, I'm new to this whole thing. So what I understood earlier was that this rapture thing was supposed to be like the beginning of a 7-year thing. Well, if you believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, which these people do, there's this tribulation, which is 7 years. So are you saying that for the past 7 years you've been raptured, or is that the tribulation happening now? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
You have to understand that this stuff is so much more sophisticated than these people are prepared to deal with.
I get it. You're saying you understand, but I don't. And I agree. I don't understand. I would never claim to be a biblical scholar or anything like that. But, I'd appreciate you being able to explain to me what, you really believe is going on here.
I believe that what the Bible describes is a multidimensional universe and a multidimensional humanity which has a new heaven and a new earth being created as we go through different ages of technology and the progress that those technologies bring. Like nanotechnology puts us into a totally different heaven and earth. We're actually creating a totally different world. But we've been doing it with other technologies prior to that. I said...
Yeah, I kind of understand where you're coming from. Obviously, technology changes the world in a very significant way.
So Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, has made some predictions on how life is going to be inside the future. Is he on some level, par level with Jesus or prophets or something like that?
Well, The Bible verses that refer to Christians would only apply to Christians. You, in a sense, though, are participating in the New Age, the Rapture Age, as a non-Christian. But
so do you believe in the whole Antichrist thing?
Of course. The Antichrist is alive and well.
Is he flying the plane?
Pardon me?
Is he flying the plane?
He flies in airplanes, yes, but look.
Who is the Antichrist, if he's alive and well?
Well, this is going to shock a lot of people, but the Antichrist is the holder of an office. If you understand, we can do this over a period of days. But
do you know who it is?
I know which office it is. It's an office on the earth.
Which office?
It is the same office that crucified Jesus Christ. And the office has a title.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to beat around the bush for much longer?
Are you anti-Sanhedrin and Jew?
Hang on. I'd like to get an answer, please.
Okay, here it is. It's an office holder. He said the ruler of the world is the Antichrist who is coming against him. And that ruler had a particular... Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going. We're waiting.
Got a drum roll.
Okay. Drum roll.
The Pontiff of Rome was the title that Caesar held. Pontiff of Rome.
So the
That's
Pope.
Caesar's title.
So the Pope is the Antichrist, according to you?
That was Caesar's title before there was anyone called a Pope.
Are you saying that the Pope is the Antichrist? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that anyone who holds the title Pontiff of Rome is the Antichrist.
Another term for Pope? I've never heard that before. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. The Pontiff is the Pope. Sure.
Took a lot to get that out of him. 800-259-9231.
It's a heck of a position to take. The Pope is the Antichrist?
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark. Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features like our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to liberty. No hassle, money-back guarantee on all products. New products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Let's continue here with your calls and talk. I believe we've got Tom listening in New York to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing? Good evening, and loving your show, and I'm loving your sponsors.
Well, thanks, Tom. I certainly appreciate you calling in. By the way, I want to apologize before you go on, Tom, to anybody that tried calling last night. I've been apologizing every hour. We had some technical difficulties last night, so I don't know if you tried calling in last night. You can call in again tonight. We'll do our best to get you on here, but we had no way of taking calls because we didn't know they were there. Anyway, Tom, we're glad you're here. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, listen, you got a great show, number one. I'm going back to 1994. I was a New York City police officer, just recently retired. But there was a church on 41st Street by 8th Avenue that, you know, had that belief that, you know, the rapture was coming. And all the congregants met late at night. They crossed the street and went to the Port Authority bus terminal to take buses to a mountaintop in Pennsylvania where they were going to be brought up to heaven. And the following night, I saw the buses all return, and all of these poor souls were standing outside of the church, which was now closed with chains on the door. These people gave up all their worldly possessions. They sold their homes. They donated their money to the church.
of course.
And I saw these poor people wandering around, you know, and they were coming up asking me for help. And I just did not know what to do with these poor souls. But they really did believe that, you know, that day was coming, and they loaded up, I believe it was about 8 busloads of people. And
that's a lot of people.
All ages. And I got to tell you, it broke my heart. Mm. It really broke my heart to see these people, and, I mean, giving up your worldly possessions. Right beforehand, you know, if you really believe the rapture's coming, who are you giving your money to?
Yeah, it's got to be really sad because this is likely to happen to these folks come tomorrow. No rapture happens. They've given stuff away to people. Are they going to go ask for it back? Hey, can I have my stuff back?
If you're going to give away stuff, why would you give money to the church? That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, what is the excuse? What pitch is this this pastor using to get, presuming he is doing this, but what pitch is a pastor like this going to use to get money if you're supposed to believe that he's going to go with you, right?
Right.
Right. He's the pastor, so he should be going on this rapture thing, so therefore, what good is it to give him the money? I mean, if you're going to give money to somebody, why not give the money to, you know, a charity operated by atheists or something, you know, something to where you know that there are people that are going to be able to put it to use. If you give it to the pastor, he's supposedly going with you. So that doesn't make any sense to me. But then again, these people probably aren't thinking too rationally, are they?
Well, again, I mean, they were really convinced. And, you know, as they passed me, and, you know, I'm a New York City cop, full uniform, standing by that Port Authority bus terminal, and they, you know, saying...
You're a cop and you like our show?
No, he's a retired cop, but yes.
Oh, yay.
Oh, hey, listen, I have an open mind. I listen to everything, because the only way that you learn is to listen.
Michelle, and not all cops are bad guys. You should know that.
Hey, listen, I'm one of the best. I was the best.
And I had, all right, man.
I had a great career. I really enjoyed it. I met so many wonderful people, especially working in Midtown Manhattan. You know, I was hanging out with movie stars, and 10 minutes later...
At the expense of the taxpayer.
Oh, you're so mean, Michelle.
On you.
You're so mean. You know...
I was protecting the celebrities, which is part of my job.
So did the celebrities pay you to do this, like, out of their pocket, or were the people that were working at McDonald's paying taxes the ones paying for you to protect those celebrities?
No, I'm talking about celebrities that are walking in Times Square just like anybody else, that actually would stop and ask, could I pose with them for a photo? because they just wanted a photo with a cop in Times Square. And when the family from Utah asked me the same thing, I was more than happy to take off my hat, put it on the little blonde-haired kid, smile for a photo.
Hey, don't hesitate to call us back. Michelle's just being mean. She's being mean. Yeah, you're being mean. Look, you know, Michelle, the system is what it is, and there are cops who, on all of them, get paid by the taxpayers,
yep.
And some of them are worse than others. And it sounds like this guy at least is open-minded, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate
that
the story.
That cop in Baltimore, where the story came out about 6 months ago, somebody stopped and asked her for directions. She threw him in jail.
Hey, Tom, so, thanks for the call tonight, man. Don't hesitate to call us if you got any more cop stories you want to share with us. Always appreciate hearing from people in law enforcement at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and being mean to the police is in no way going to bring them on board.
I was asking.
Yeah, you were asking the question you already knew the answer to. To be mean. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your calls. Jeff is listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First time hearing your show, actually, I think just got lucky and turned it on tonight.
Well, you can get lucky every night of the week there.
With Mark and Ian, I'm only me once a week.
Yeah, if it's with Mark and Ian, you're not getting as lucky.
That's a good one. I was only calling in, talk about strange things happening. We talk about the rapture, such an unusual thing, obviously. They've thought this, and Jehovah's Witnesses have thought this many, I don't know how many times,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten to the point now where they come to my door and they say there is no rapture. It's not in the Bible. And I think the founder of Jehovah's Witnesses was standing on 6th Street in Pittsburgh waiting for 1914 or something, dressed in white, waiting for a UFO or whatever to come by and whatever.
So you're saying the Jehovah's Witnesses have changed their doctrine? They no longer believe in this story?
Actually don't believe it anymore. And when they come to my door now, I point out in the Bible certain places where it definitely shows that it's, they say that it's a great crowd in heaven. They try to explain it away as basically your people are still on earth, but their voices are in heaven or something. They try to come up with some kind of an explanation for it. And when they do, I point out a couple of places in the Bible. And when I do, they don't have any. It's so obvious that it's not that they don't have any.
So wait, are you saying that you think the rapture is going to happen?
I know the rapture is going to happen. Yes, I'm not going to say it's going to happen at any particular time.
Okay,
Jesus did not.
We don't know the day or the
hour.
Thanks
for the call, man. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrink in grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways, including the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the very same page. You can do all of that for free, of course. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Coming up in 1 month from today, now just about, starting on June 20th through the 26th, it is Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011, brought to you by the Free State Project. It is a yearly event that occurs in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, northern New Hampshire. It's an incredible location, but the best part about being at Porkfest is that you're around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what it means to be free. Not that we are yet, but we're working on it. And a lot of these folks are coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Many of them have already moved, as those of us here in the studio have done. A number of them are considering moving, and they want to come to Porkfest to kind of see what it's all about, to see if these people that they hear so much about online and on the air are for real, and they absolutely are. And there are also people coming who have pledged to move, but they just haven't had a chance to get all their loose ends tied together to actually make that move yet. So it'll be a group of people that you really want to be around. It's like some people have described it as meeting family members that you never actually knew, and you actually get along with a lot of them.
Yeah, that's a nice way to explain it.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of stuff that you have in common right out the gate. Without even having spoken word one to somebody at Porkfest, you already share similar belief systems. And so it makes for some interesting conversation and great networking and a lot of fun, too. There's family fun activities. There are going to be, I think, musical performances, karaoke contest, the Soapbox Idol contest, a number of, I think there's even going to be a dunk tank. Mark, you and I believe are signed up to participate in this dunk tank.
Are you both going to get dunked?
Presumably.
I can assure you Ian's going to get dunked. I will buy a whole bunch of softballs to dunk
you. Just keep throwing until you get me?
I just hope I can just keep on repeating it. I fantasize the ability to just keep on bang. Every
now
time he gets up there, he says something, just like half a word comes out of his mouth, and then bang. I knock him again.
I wish I actually had talent.
And then bang, I got him again.
I wish I actually had talent like the guy that, have you ever seen the clown that you dunk at the fair? The guy that just trash talks everybody that steps up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could do that. That's some funny stuff. I remember when I went to the fair just standing there watching that guy trash talk people because he's so good at it.
Hey, buddy! Nice short! You know, he keeps it
except
up.
Except he's a lot better than that and a lot funnier.
Well, the one time I saw it, I was amazed. He was saying all kinds of bigoted things to the black guys walking by.
Calling people fat. I mean, just making
just
fun of...
amazing stuff.
Skinny,
there's also
going to
be a roast,
a
I
four
hear,
eyes.
Too. Speaking of
Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio is going to be roasted, as they call it. But yeah, the clown Bozo or whatever his name is, he basically picks on everybody for everything.
Yeah,
and he's repeating the same lines over and over again. But you're only there for a short period of time.
What are you going to wear?
What, in general or while
no,
I'm at the dunk tank?
In the dunk tank.
I have not decided. 1-800-259-9231. So porkfest.com, Pre-Talk Live, going to be broadcasting live, porcfest.com. You can go and get registered and save yourself 20% if you'd like. You can use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live. Run it all together as one word without any spaces. So Free Talk Live to save 20% at porkfest.com, porcfest. As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Edward is listening in Louisiana to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Edward. Edward?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you were talking about if you were drunk, would you still go in the rapture? I'd like to quote the words of Jesus to you, if I may.
All right. All righty.
He said, if you begin to say, my Lord delays his coming, and begin to be drunk, and it beats your fellow servants, he will cut you asunder, and appoint you a portion with the unbeliever.
Wait, Jesus is going to cut me if I'm drunk?
Wait a second. So, there were two parts to that. You said, if... the drinking part, and you do what?
And begin to beat your fellow servants.
And you beat your fellow servants.
So you can be drunk, yes. But you can't beat somebody to be raptured?
Faith is not just words. Faith is corresponding action for what you say you believe.
Right, and since Jesus was a proponent of drinking alcohol, I mean,
he did turn water to wine.
He did, and he also said that it was medicinal for those that, are suffering and things. So he never said that one ought to drink alcohol, but there is certainly plenty there in the Bible that says that you ought not to beat people. So I think that that's probably an indication if you are drinking and beating people that you are not living by the two rules that God laid out, which is love your God with all your heart, soul, your mind, love your neighbor as yourself.
So,
treat others like you would like to be treated.
Let me see if I've got this clear. You're saying that Jesus says you can be drunk and be raptured, but you can't be in a fight and be raptured.
No, they're two are inevitably linked together.
Fighting
it's
is
like if you, it's like if you say that you hate someone because of their color or other reasons, and you say you love God, it says you're a liar and don't even think you have eternal life.
All right, so you are saying that if you're drunk, that you will not be raptured?
That's correct.
So it doesn't matter if you're fighting, just period.
That's not what I heard you say.
Now, is there going to be a BAC test? Will you actually have to blow into something? Or is it just if you have any .01, is that enough? Like, what's the BAC? What's the blood alcohol content that you'll need to cross the threshold into drunk? How do you define drunk?
First of all, whatever you do, if it affects somebody else negatively, you're not supposed to do it. Like Paul said, if my eating meat sacrificed to an idol would wound my brother who's weak in conscience, I'll never eat meat as long as the world stands.
So like voting for a politician like John McCain or Barack Obama, that would also preclude one from being raptured?
No, I didn't say that.
Because you're doing something to other people in
that
case.
Right, I think it's disgusting when Christians go out and vote.
Yeah,
well,
I think,
you should vote.
No, absolutely not. I'm a Christian right here, and I will tell you emphatically that if you are voting, then you are exercising idolatry.
first of all, if you're a person that's white, you vote for someone simply because they're white, or if you're black and vote for someone simply because of color skin, you're a violation of Scripture.
But wait a minute,
it says, henceforth, know no man after the flesh.
Didn't you just say a moment ago, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you just say if you are hurting somebody else that you can't be raptured?
That's correct.
Well, if you're voting, it's happening just in their own mind, because obviously Paul would give up meat just because it bothers them. So if there's one person out there that thinks that Christians voting is disgusting, and then therefore that they shouldn't do it, right?
But wait a minute, you're actually voting for somebody who's going to hurt others. I mean, so if you're voting for somebody who's a murderer, doesn't that hurt by proxy? Doesn't that hurt others? Or do you believe that voting for a murderer somehow separates you from the murders that are committed in your name?
Well, let me ask you a question. If a person votes for someone to put them in office simply because of their pocketbook, it benefits their pocketbook, and that person is for murdering the unborn, they become as guilty as the person that promotes the murder of the unborn as the politician does.
So since the politician is murdering people around the world in the name of so-called democracy and freedom in the form of the war in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, you name it, then therefore that would preclude anyone who is voting for those politicians as you preclude them from the rapture, correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Did you vote for George W. Bush?
No, I did not.
Well, that's a good thing.
Who did you vote for?
I did not. I didn't vote for anyone because Obama showed himself to be a liar because he's the one that said he would filibuster the FISA bill, and he showed himself to be a liar. In fact, he voted for it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue.
I just heard Jesus saying there that people should be servants or something. I don't get that either.
Let's talk to Dan, listening also to XM's America's Talk in New York. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, could you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. The last caller, and a previous callers before that, as far as saying you can't enter into heaven or enter the rapture, over something humanistic as we're all human. How in the world could you not be fallible? It's crazy, ludicrous to think that, there's 800,000 words in the Bible. Do we go by all of them? Of course not. Of course not.
It's ludicrous.
I mean, there's 800,000 words in the King James Version, and I ask my mom this all the time. You can't do this. You can't. I said, well, how in the world can you go by everything in a book of that size?
Yeah, absolutely. They were just written by, the words were written by men anyway, so
absolutely.
They just wanted to control people. Hey, thanks, Dan, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now, we might be able to sneak you in here at 800-259-9231. And if you don't make it in tonight, call tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. 1-800-259-9231. We do this thing live six nights a week. We actually have our Sunday friends that do a Sunday edition as well. It's co-hosts only. So you can enjoy that online only at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to the website there, and you'll find that all the features are free, and it's thanks to great folks like Jason Osborne and Sickle CAI.
Yeah, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, Sickle CAI can handle collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Jason Osborne, principal over there, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. You should support him and support Sickle CAI. It's, they're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
Right back into your phone calls. Captain Ned, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Captain Ned.
Hey, Michelle, Mark, and Ian. How you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Ned? Go ahead.
Good, man. Hey, Michelle, remind me to get to the Selective Service brochure I got from the post office today in a minute, but I'd like to talk about two weeks ago, Michelle took over the airwaves and left a lot of us struggling whether if we even wanted to be free or if voluntary servitude may be a long sought after answer.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it was.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't. When Michelle took over the airwaves about her thing.
Oh my gosh! Oh, about anyway. about me being owned.
Absolutely. Oh, that conversation.
Like, you guys just hang on to things and just don't let them go. This is entertainment, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what was more entertaining, that or Mark and Ian getting into it last night. That was great. That was fantastic.
Some people like us to fight like we're brothers. Other people, you know, think it's very disturbing.
Oh, that was excellent. But anyway, let me get to the Selective Service.
Please.
A couple of weeks ago, this young kid called, and you guys were congratulating. I'm not registering.
Yeah.
I picked this thing up, and it's extraordinarily interesting. It begins with, and here's the key to it right here, with few exceptions, all male U.S. citizens and male immigrant aliens residing in the U.S. and its territories must register. Okay, first of all, a U.S. citizen is sworn into the stadium. That's from Afghanistan, Pakistan, whatever, in America or whatever. a natural-born citizen is a citizen of several states. Right there.
I know we've talked about this before, Ned, and I've explained that citizens don't exist.
But who must register? No, this is very key. All male U.S. citizens must register.
Which would be no one.
Well, no. And must legally, must and shall are used in a lot of these documents. These words legally mean the same as may. They do not have a legal mandatory.
You know, I've heard that. I've heard that claim. Have you actually validated that claim? Is by you know by looking at like Black's Law Dictionary or Valentine's Law Dictionary?
Well, no, but Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, the 62 words would stipulate who can be president. It clearly delineates between a natural-born citizen, a citizen of several states, a state citizen, and a federal citizen.
But do you see what I mean? Where Ned,
do,
you just
do,
made this declarative statement about that must actually means may in legalese, and I asked you, have you actually checked the definition in a legal dictionary? You said no, blew right by that, and then went on to make another claim. Do you see
But let's get back to
that makes what you have to say questionable.
I know, but it's semantics.
Are you going to suggest? Are you going to suggest that my 17-year-old son turning 18 in October has to go register?
No. Here's what's very interesting. All male U.S. citizens, that is a federal citizen, that's a 14th Amendment citizen, must register if they're between 18 and 25. A natural-born citizen of the several states united, a We the People citizen, that citizen is not required to register.
So what does it say on your passport? Doesn't it
just
say...
Just by the way, I'm sorry.
Ned,
I've heard the claim before about must meaning may, and it's an interesting claim, but according to Ballantyne's Law Dictionary, this is the third edition, the definition of must indicates compulsion. So,
well, they indicate that, but I'm going right to all male U.S. citizens. That's
there are no such.
He's saying that they're not U.S. citizens. He's saying that there's either a citizen of the several states or a U.S. citizen. The U.S. citizen is only somebody who has, signed up for citizenship and is from some other country.
Even in that case, they don't. There's no such thing as a citizen, Ned. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Maybe I didn't make it clear. But the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. If there is no obligation to protect, and there's not, I can cite Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case to prove that, then therefore there is no such thing as a citizen. Even if you believe you're a citizen, sorry, it's just not true.
Well,
it's just not true.
Well, you're talking about sort of reality. Ned's talking about legal land. And in legal land, he's saying that there's a difference between a citizen of the several states.
No, I'm talking about legal land. A Supreme Court case is legal land. And
the Supreme Court case does not say that a citizen is a person who has a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection.
The courts go by legal definitions, Mark. They go by legal dictionaries, and if you go and look up the legal definition of citizen, I've got Ballantyne's right here, and I've looked it up before, and I can do it again for you. When courts make decisions, they write in legalese, they're using the definitions in the legal dictionaries to make their decisions, and the term citizen means what it means. You can't get away from that. So, sorry, there is no such thing as a citizen, state citizen, national citizen, whatever, as long as the government is not protecting you, as long as they have no obligation to protect you, there's no such thing as a citizen. I'm sorry, I understand that's iconoclastic, that people don't want to believe it's true, but go look up the definition for yourself.
Okay, so, Ian, based on that and what you're reading there in terms of the definition, if someone claims that that they're protecting you, they work there, they're police officers, they're military.
Right. The president will say things like,
"They've
it's
been
his job
hired
to
protect you," and the fact that they're trained and that they strap on a weapon. And
they're just passing on misinformation, that's all. Go look up no obligation to protect. Google that, and you will find at least two different court cases within the first three or four results that will show you what the Supreme Court has said about the government having any obligation to you. They have no obligation to protect you. They have no obligation to provide you with any services whatsoever, and so therefore you, in kind of reverse fashion, have no obligation to them. No duty to them. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't put you in a cage if you don't do what they say, but it does mean that the idea of a citizen is a bunch of nonsense. It's a code word for serf. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to, I believe, Ross is in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ross.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Michelle.
Hey, what's on your mind, Ross?
Just real quickly, I know tonight was mostly about the rapture and stuff, but I guess it's the same thread of doing right and wrong. I want to talk about the IMF sex scandal.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and it's not a big case. It just really pointed out to me something that bugs me every now and then is that, like as if sex scandals were like the most egregious thing that these men in power could ever be doing.
Mm.
You know,
right.
And just to give, I guess, background for people who aren't up with the story. This Dominique Strauss-Kahn is the head of the IMF, and he's also rumored to be the next.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So anyway, he's the head of the IMF, and he's a really big player. And he supposedly, in a hotel in New York, sexually assaulted a maid. And so he was under, like, $5 million bail and, like, house arrest, and they got him off a plane at JFK. And I just want to say, like, things like this disappoint me because what he does in the IMF, if people really understood that, it would be so much bigger of a deal than a sex scandal.
Sure, right. Essentially, he's an economic hitman, and it's a big deal that, you know, he takes down nations, subjugates nations to the power of the IMF.
He's screwing millions of people.
Right. The idea that he's going to get busted for screwing one in particular is ironic.
Ross, good point. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Matt calling in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Michelle.
Hey, Matt, what's on your mind?
I was curious, Michelle, you mentioned before that you're a writer, and I was curious what you write.
Oh, okay.
Do you write books, or?
I'm finishing up a fictional novel right now, and I have written several children's stories, none of which I've sent into publication because I'm a big fat chicken, but I'm overcoming that. And,
expect to be told no.
Yeah, and so I had, believe it or not, I'm like a leather-covered marshmallow. I'm totally tough on the outside, a complete wimp on the inside, and the idea of rejection is just devastating to me. So, yeah, I know.
Why would anyone wrap a marshmallow in leather?
So I guess when your book does come out, you'll let us know so we can promote it on the air.
Absolutely.
All right,
thanks.
Very good. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, man. Let's talk to Ricky in Norfolk listening to WTAR. You're on Free Talk Live. Ricky.
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick question for Michelle. You said earlier in reference to learning something about, you know, how far you can push police or something you learned from a video or a person. Can you tell me what that was where I could research that info at?
Yeah, Pete Eyre is the person in particular, but
CopBlock. CopBlock.org, CopBlock, CopBlock.org is a great resource for people to learn more about their rights. Also, Flex Your Rights has a couple good videos as well, and thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime. If we're all still here, of course, it's Free Talk Live.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. It features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.